Hello, I'm Sharon Arkin, Tucson resident, 80 years old, from Chicago, Washington, D.C., formerly at the University of Arizona, direct the program for people with dementia at the Jewish Community Center. That program has been very, very important to me in the last, 6 years since I started it. And it's been a challenge to keep in touch with the family members and the student partners that worked with them from the University of Arizona. Those were undergraduate students who are now practicing distance learning, and many of them are no longer in town. And, of course, the family members are, I suppose, facing isolation. Only a few of them were Jewish. And I, in terms of how I'm reacting to this Jewishly, I'm thinking about Passover and looking into an online Seder with a couple of friends, though I'm not terribly computer savvy and would have to learn how to use Zoom, although I participated in a Zoom conference with a staff person at the JCC. I'm looking at actually making a Seder for me, and there's a resident in my house who is a live-in helper in separate sections of my house. We do interact minimally, but I plan to actually ask my butcher to carve or save a chunk of brisket and order it specially for me. I bought gefilte fish. The only matzah available was a 5-pound box, way more than a single person can eat. I found 2 boxes or partial boxes of stale matzah from last year and bought a non-kosher for Pesach, but I'm sure Moses will forgive me, onion egg matzah before I even realized I had some leftovers. I also found some unidentified matzah meal, which I stuck my finger, wetted finger into and tasted, and it tasted like matzah meal, so I will make a trial run of matzo balls before going to a very necessary grocery store for some supplies in a few days. I've asked a friend to conduct the online Seder, but I may end up doing it. We'll see how it works out. I miss my family and the Seders we had together, but they are all widely scattered. Israel, Chicago, Washington, D.C. for friends. I guess I'll sign off. That's about all I have to say right now. Thank you. Bye.